Well, when I think of his grace and his mercy, just one word comes to mind, and that word is amazing. Company.
Thank God it's Praise Break Friday, April the 8th, 2017, and Tina Limitoff is on the air live from your West Side Studios located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. Man, and we have an outstanding show for you today. Today's topic is going to be good. Are we bringing God to worship? Are we bringing God to worship? I hope you're excited about it, man. We're going to jump all over that thing in a few minutes. But in the studio, as always, it's your boy, your host, Mr. Danny L. King, alongside my brother in ministry, the one, the only, the good pastor from the First Bethel Missionary Baptist Church. Cornelius Pastor Lono, man. We're going to get him to work on that. Look, y'all, it's just we went out, I think, in 84.
Oh.
But we're going to he's talking about. That is a whole bunch of other, a whole lot of other stuff going on around our city, country, and everywhere else, and stuff around the world as well. We got a great jam-packed show for you today. So look, if you haven't, if you're not ready, if you're not used to the show, look here. It's Praise Break Friday. That's what we do, right? It's Praise Break Friday. So y'all might as well go ahead and get ready, man. We're finna get it in, and we're gonna get it in. And we're going to get it in. So, look, let me give you a rundown on how you can be a part of the show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1, and you can be a part of today's broadcast. That'll get you to our producer, what's her name again? Uh-oh, Elastigirl. Yeah, Elastigirl is the producer for today. So anyway, that'll get you through to her. She'll get you through to us, and then we can talk live on the air. If you are listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. We'd love to hear from you that way. If you want to email the show, email us, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We would love to hear from you that way. If you want to follow us on social media, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. If you want to follow us on Facebook, please like our page. Go to Taking the Limits Off, TTLO, Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. That's how you can find us there. And then if you want to watch the live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv, Ustream.tv should be good. Yes, we are. Ustream.tv is up and running. We would love to hear from you over here. Just do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you'll find us there, Ustream.tv. Facebook, Facebook Live, Facebook.com/TTLO Radio, Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. What's going on, Ustream? We see you over there. What's going on, Facebook? I see you all over there. What's going on? And then last but not least, you can download the podcast. Every show is available immediately after the show is over on the podcast. Whatever medium you use, whether it be iTunes, Blogger, Stitcher, whichever one you choose to use, you can find us right there. Real, real simple to do. Just do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off Radio, and you will find us there. Man, what's going on, bro?
Man, you got it.
Man, it's Friday, bro.
Didn't get paid, though.
It's still Friday. It's Friday. It's still Friday. This crazy weather. That,
man, listen, whether the weather's hot, whether the weather's cold, we'll be together, whatever the weather, whether you like it or not. Whether the weather is hot, whether the weather is cold, we will be together whatever the weather, whether you like it or not.
Okay. I am so confused right now.
Let's search for the move.
I'm so confused right now.
The move.
Anyway, so much going on. Look, let me start speaking to the people in office. I'm just at a loss for words. Y'all pray for Patrick Parks, please. Just pray for him. Do me this favor. What a sad song.
What?
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, he said, that's Angela. Anyway, let me speak to the people in the room. What's going on, Kathleen Savon? I see you, Leslie Kelly. I see you, Anitra Howard. I see you, Mooney Johnson. God bless you, Angela Johnson. Yes, I see you, Adrian Smith. What's going on, Danielle Carpenter? I see you. I see the rest of y'all coming on in. Pat Lewis, my sister, my other mama. I think mama number 3. What's going on? I see you. Y'all come on in and speak to the people when you come in the room. Don't be rude like church folk. Be Christian. Don't be church folk. Amen. Anyway, what's going on, man? What's going on with you?
Man, you got this thing, man.
Man, you've been smoking a lot of cigars lately, man. I saw your post yesterday, man. You getting,
is that the norm, or is it just that time of year? Or is this all year round thing? Man, I'm just trying to enjoy life, man.
Okay. Well, no, I saw you. It's a wonderful thing. I ain't mad at you.
Where you see that?
I saw it on Facebook.
Oh, you in the group?
Here he go. See that?
He don't know what's in what group.
In the group. Oh.
Looky.
You didn't put me in the group. No. But anyway, so
not. Yeah, I'm in the group.
You shouldn't say it, but I got you.
But I'm in the group.
Yeah. I got you.
Anyway, so what's the plan?
Are you consistent or are you just trying? No, consistent. I'm always Mal.
Okay.
Always.
You're one of them old. No, for three days.
Okay. I like to walk straight. I don't like to have a V8. You need a V8 when you got to walk crooked.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, it was good, man. You know, you got the draft, watching the draft.
Yeah,
man. And so, real quick, we're going to talk about sports too long. What you think about the
right. Are you Bear fans? Y'all just spent all that money on McClendon, is that his name? The dude that they paid, the quarterback.
Yeah.
And then you just moved up in the draft, gave away all of your stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, the one spot,
the one they really wanted, they got selected right after they pick.
Right.
They wanted that D tackle from Stanford.
What they needed.
Right.
What they needed.
Right. Passed them up. And they picked up somebody else.
I was
sitting there, man, when you're in a room with a whole bunch of Bear fans, so you know,
you come here to say no.
So I'm real good friends with Desmond Clark.
Right, right.
And so I text him right away at Marcus Robinson from Chicago Bears.
Okay.
Both of them are receivers from Chicago Bears. And I text both of them.
Now they're gone now, right? They're still here.
No, they're still here.
No, they're retired.
In the North Suburbs.
Okay.
I text them,
mm-hmm. And
I rubbed it in their face like, hey, I really can't say the stuff that Dan said to me.
Right.
Because these are two great receivers for the Chicago Bears. And, man, they couldn't believe it themselves. Like, you know, picking them up in another round, but your first pick.
Right.
A guy that I think his record was 8-3, 8-5, something like
but
that.
A quarterback
that
you just paid.
Yeah.
You just gave somebody top flight quarterback money.
Exactly.
And he drafted nothing.
And then you let go Watson.
That's the power. That's the person to take.
Yeah, they could have got Watson. They could have got Watson.
But they chose to take Cutler.
He's in a great situation.
In Houston.
In Houston.
Let me get my Houston jersey.
I want to see who's going to be.
Let me get
a new Houston fans.
Let me get my Houston stuff.
Now, I was appreciative because everybody know I'm Bronco diehard.
Right.
We picked up our first pick was an O-lineman, left tackle,
okay.
Which is what we needed, which
okay.
is
okay.
Right. Great first pick. However, you Chicago, I don't know what to call it. I'm sorry to tell y'all, but what the old boy Cardinals old coach? They were who we thought they were.
Exactly who we thought they were.
Man, y'all better make sure y'all stay away from grease food because y'all can catch heart attacks trying to watch the Bears.
No, I didn't even watch the draft, but all I saw was like Facebook and Twitter blew up.
I was watching it.
First they said the Bears moved up.
We're like, oh, okay. We knew that. All right, so when you got buddies,
right,
you
right.
get the inside. And so we knew that they was trying to
move up.
But you to get the they was trying to move up to get that D tackle.
Right.
Which from Stanford, which he was available.
Right.
And still passed him up.
Right.
Man, I'm sitting around the fellas. Now, when you sit around a whole group of men from Chicago,
right?
9 times out of 10, if you sit around 20 guys, at least 15 of them guys are Bears fans.
This is true.
I was it was a Denver fan. It was two Packers, and the other ones just look at them and they don't even understand football. And so we were sitting around and Chicago Bears number 3 pick. It got so quiet. Man, listen, that was the best time to put out my tape recorder if I want to cut somebody out. Because I could record anything that they said.
All the words that were
coming. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I was I was under the table laughing so hard.
I just thought it was crazy that they would even go there. And then the bad part about it, I was watching an interview this morning. The dude they picked, you know, normally when you're in the top 4, 5 picks, top 10, the team calls him.
Yeah.
He said, he was there.
He was there.
And he was at the table.
Yeah.
He said, the man never called me.
Yeah.
He said, I just shot the call. He said,
yeah.
When my name got called,
yeah.
I
yeah.
just looked
now,
around.
Now, don't get me wrong. He is a first rounder. He is a first round pick. But that's not something that Chicago Bears needed.
Not
and so it's unfair to him because now he got to come And he finna rack, right, and he finna sit on the bench.
Well, they pay him a clinic. That's true, too.
They pay him a clinic.
Now, I'm going to show you something.
Tom Brady much.
Now, I'm hard my words on this, y'all. What's going to happen, in the Bears' fourth or fifth round pick, they going to pick up another quarterback. Watch. That's how crazy they are. But listen, I got to give shout-outs. One guy that I mentor, Corey Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Northern University,
mm-hmm.
NIU,
mm-hmm.
Northern Illinois University. Mm-hmm. He's a D-tackle. Be on the lookout for him. We're praying that he go ahead. The Bears Bears looking at him. Arizona was looking at him, and it was in one other team looking at him, but we're praying that the Lord show favor on him,
mm-hmm.
that he'll get picked. The good thing about football draft is 7 rounds.
Yeah.
No matter when you get picked, it's 7 rounds.
Right.
He can go free agent, but
yeah.
I would love to see him go out there. He's on my Facebook page, too, so
awesome.
I'm
awesome. Definitely want to keep him in our prayers, man.
Thomas. Yeah.
Anybody that's out there, man, playing in between the white lines, I'm going to support you.
Now, I ain't going to lie to you. If he get picked by the Bears, I'm not still going to turn to be a Bears fan. Like, I'm not. So, I'm part of the retired NFL union.
Okay.
And so, they send you these emails.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the emails they send you is like when you can get Bears tickets before everybody else.
Right.
I said, what the hell they send me this for?
Right. Maybe they're trying to get you in for the Denver game.
No. They're like
go to the Denver game.
Man, listen, I'm working on a Denver game right now to go Denver against Green Bay Packers.
Oh, the driver for a walk.
No.
We're going to Denver.
I want to go to Denver.
Yeah. You ever been to Denver?
I played ball when I was in college.
Oh.
We had a game.
Oh.
The altitude is rough.
Yeesh.
So when we play ball, we have to use oxygen.
All right.
Inside, yeah.
Right.
That's legit. So I just want to go. I never been to a Denver Broncos game in
in the new mountain.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
That's
I'm
good.
Excited for
that's
that.
Good. That's good,
yeah.
Man. That's good. That's good. So man, look, real quick. So we coming up on 45's 100 day.
That 45 like you got fat.
100 day thing, and so he did this interview yesterday with the Associated Press, he did this interview with the Associated Press, and he said the job is a lot harder than he thought it was.
Really?
That was his words. Like anybody lying on me, actually, there's audio of him saying it's a lot harder than I thought it was. I had it easy before I got in here.
Oh.
Yeah, so I think reality is starting to set in for him because he said that the job is a lot harder. Let me make this quick comment real quick. Spank said, Anton Little, what's going on, Spank? He said, I think someone has a hat on the GM. That guy would have been available at 3. They gave up too much.
Yeah, he would have been there.
Oh, yeah,
Anton, man, listen, and we sport fans. And we can make more common sense out of why they did it.
They should have done it. Right. And nobody is agreeing with them. Now we could all turn around and look real stupid.
Yeah.
But I got it because
they don't have no weapons over there.
Bears.
Right. You ain't getting no help.
Jeffrey's going.
Who are you going to?
That's my point.
Right, Jeffrey is gone.
Yeah.
Who's the fast guy?
Don't get me wrong.
I don't even remember.
I couldn't even tell you.
I'm serious.
They can bring back Hester.
It's crazy because I never thought, like, Rashid Davis, ex-Bears, I'm friends with him. I'm friends with a lot of ex-Bears players.
Right.
Because of the work I do.
Right.
But as far as being a fan,
right. Okay. We're going to move on. But anyway, so yeah, it's Trump's 100 day, and he said he ain't got a clue. And then now he's talking about this whole issue with North Korea, saying that we don't be surprised if we have major conflict with North Korea. If you're not familiar with North Korea, North Korea is one of the four or five total countries that actually has nuclear weapons, has access to nuclear weapons, and they can't make it over here currently, but they can do a lot of damage in China and Japan.
Exactly.
Yeah, which are our allies.
Right.
So even if we were to strike North Korea, they couldn't strike us,
right.
but they would strike our allies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which would be a dumb thing.
Yeah.
So we'd be in a lot of trouble with clothing,
with everything.
Well, China owns the majority of America.
Exactly.
They
be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, they go. China gonna be like, can we cash in some of that?
Man, we'd be a lot of trouble.
Yeah, real quick.
Talking about that.
Oh God. So man, look here. Chicago, I think, is we're right on the cusp of the 1,000 shot.
We're there.
We made it.
We made it.
So I was thinking about that, but
we survived.
We didn't talk about it on Tuesday. On Wednesday, the little 16-month-old girl, man, Samaje, think of her last name right now.
Yeah.
Samaje, the little girl who the parents said she was taken. She was in the car. They went for ice cream and she disappeared or something. And then now we find out, unfortunately, that she was in the house all along. And that was on Tuesday. She was found, and we found out early yesterday morning that they found her in the house. I can't even begin to put into words and I'll say this from the very beginning. My radar was off, or spider senses, whatever you want to call it. It was feeling real funky about this because the story just didn't add up. The 16-month-old, was she in the car or was she playing in the front yard? Which one was it?
Yeah, they said she was playing in the front yard.
Okay.
With a lot of kids out there.
And they were working on the car.
Yeah, and she wandered off.
And when they looked up, she was gone.
She wandered off, yeah.
Wandered off. And then so now that the police have not released this, this has been the talk on all of the on a lot of the internet pages and everything, but what they're saying is that it's the likelihood that she was found inside the couch. The police have not confirmed that.
Exactly.
They gave their statement yesterday, but I did see them taking the couch out, wrapped up in evidence bag.
So that
but
and
not in the couch.
It's a possibility now. Once again, the police just said this possibility it was the grandmother.
And I don't know if you read this. The house apparently was the word that the guy used was deplorable.
Mm.
He said it was one of the nastiest houses he had ever been in.
Wow.
There's anywhere from 5 to 15 people living in there at one time.
Wow.
Most of them are squatters.
Wow.
So only the mother and two other people and her children are the actual residents. All of these other people are squatters.
So my question. They said before this happened, DCFS just left the day before.
Was it before the day of?
I don't know.
They just left.
Right.
And all the kids were there.
So my
according to DCFS.
So my question: if this place was
that bad,
what did DCFS do?
Yeah,
because now they should be under investigation.
Well, I remember there's an episode of I want to say it was Law and Order, and DCFS, and it was an episode. Matter of fact, Whoopi Goldberg was playing the person working down at the Department of Children and Family Services, and there was a child who was being abused and who was dead.
Yeah.
And the DCFS guy went out there because they're so understaffed.
Yeah.
He went out there and just wrote a report. Never actually saw the children.
Wow.
And that was the first thing that popped in my head yesterday.
Wow.
When I was, why I said, oh God, this is Law and Order all over again. Because if the police are saying what they're saying about it looking the way it looked, then how is it that the reporter or the DCFS person did not say immediately, let's remove these something, you know.
Now, I didn't hear the police report.
Yeah.
But maybe you did. I asked a question.
Uh-huh.
That they said it was bad. Living conditions.
They said deplorable.
Deplorable. So would they consider the house been abandoned?
Well, now it says there's a big red sign on the top that says unoccupiable.
Now, is it because of under investigation?
I don't know.
Okay.
If that's the case or not, I'm going to pull up real quick and see.
I know I've seen her on her interviews
before.
The mother.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, honestly, if something happened to any of my kids, I couldn't do an interview.
Yeah, number one.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to sit here and lie.
You mean,
now, she hasn't done an interview since.
No, not since.
Talk about why she was missing.
Why she was missing.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm honestly, I know that's the paid, but I don't think I would have enough in me to do one. And then also, even after they went now, they said the police is talking to her with her lawyer. Well, yeah, that's how they were able to get back. That's how they were able to. They said they did an initial search in the house. And then, you know, found nothing because it was just necessary. No one, if this story had been told about the boy being in the couch, and I just read something about a hole in the couch,
right?
If the story is not being in the couch this whole time, then they would not have turned over furniture and all that stuff on an initial search. They just would have checked closets, the basics, cabinetry, and stuff like that. No person would lift up clothes under the couch.
Exactly.
And I'm assuming that was a sleepaway or a hideaway couch or something. With all these extra people in the house.
Wow.
But again, the thing is, you know, it's just I'm with you on this whole DCFS thing. How is it even possible? You know, what did the Department of Children and Family Services say?
Somebody said the reporter from Fox News said a family member told her that the grandmother was watching the baby and killed the baby, then put her in a car the first day. The second day, they cut the bottom of the couch and stuffed the baby in there. They kept the mother busy while they killed the baby. Wow.
What?
Wow. So she said that's what
that's what Fox News is saying.
That's what Fox News. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It is Fox News. Which Fox News? Local
or
cable?
You know, they both because they're cable one, boy. That,
yeah.
Yeah.
They'll say anything.
Yeah,
but
you absolutely.
That's wow. And then the autopsy came back as inconclusive.
Inconclusive.
So they're waiting for the toxicology report to come back. So if the autopsy came back as inconclusive, that means that there was nothing seen by the naked eye that would show any physical trauma. So now they're checking to see if she was possibly drugged or poisoned.
So it's safe to say the mother wasn't there.
That's the fault.
Yeah.
So her, going back to your statement, her thinking her child is actually missing. Yeah. So it's and then the police yesterday made this comment. He says while they were talking to the mother, either the sister or the cousin kept hitting the wall outside the house to try to get the mother to stop talking.
Right.
Yeah.
Now they said
who said that?
I get ma'am, start calling Carrie Linda Hugh.
Okay. Okay.
Harry said the K-9 kept tapping on the window to give the officer signal that the baby was there the whole time the couch was
right. But what they said was the reason that they asked that question yesterday when they were interviewing about the K-9s, they said, of course, the K-9s were going to pick up the scent because that was the house.
Right.
So they picked up scent. Right. So it throws the dogs off. So they said that's why the dogs. Yeah.
And you know, Felicia, you got a point. How can they afford an attorney but living dangerously? We don't know. One thing I learned too, when people go to jail, people put up some of everything
and
collateral.
And it could be somebody, you know, it could be an attorney or somebody reached out to somebody and said, hey,
yeah,
protect the mom.
Yeah.
Because these other people around here.
Also, police.
It could work in pro bono.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Pro bono.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of attorneys love to take high profile cases.
Yeah.
Without even getting paid.
It puts them on the map.
It puts them on the map.
It's free advertising.
Yeah.
It's free advertising.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially if they win. Yeah. Especially if they win. I mean, look at the Casey Anthony case.
Right.
Who got off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Kerry got a point. It's going to true to the matter.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come back.
Oh yeah,
and investigate DCFS.
DCFS. Unfortunately, whoever the supervisor is, and it may even come down to the person in charge. Somebody's going to lose their job.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's unfortunate, but and what's going to happen is when stuff like this happens.
Yeah.
All the books get open.
And, you know, I don't know if you guys are familiar with this. It's called mandate reporters. So what happens if you're working social service anywhere around where there's kids, you're mandatory. You mandated to do this mandated reporters survey online, and it automatically certifies you as being a mandate reporter. So what happens if you're in a place, in an atmosphere where that kids are being abused, the living conditions are not up to par, you have
you are mandated, not a right, but you are mandated to report what's taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Neglect, child abuse, and all that stuff. And you can get caught up. You can get in trouble personally because you didn't report that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget, I used to work for Central State Sheriff, Social Service Agency, and we all had to go through that. And I'm going to say this. This thing is sad. It is. And this is what goes back to, we was talking about this a couple of weeks ago, about the mental state of people.
Mm-hmm.
How, for some odd reason, mentally,
yeah,
there has been an attack on our minds.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
This stuff that, like, we was talking about the guy.
Mm-hmm.
The guy with the shooting.
Yeah.
Man, normally, and no offense to mothers, but normally we see mothers do something like that, not grandparents.
Yes.
I'm serious. Grandparents is normally the foundation. Like,
yeah,
you ain't gonna touch my grandchild. That's my, even if that's your grandchild, I mean, you're not gonna touch it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad. It hurts.
Yeah. Somebody doesn't do their job. It's an apparent case. And just to go back to the whole Law and Order show, they charged the DCF person with with
engagement,
with an accessory.
Oh,
so they said you could have been or involuntary manslaughter.
Wow, you
could have prevented.
Oh,
it.
Oh man,
so that's now that's crazy.
But
yeah,
yeah.
But a lot of those stories are ripped from the headlines when they make them into these miniseries. So, but man, we want that. I just, when I saw that baby, and then man, they keep showing her pictures on television.
Wow, man,
that's a gorgeous little baby.
Yeah,
that's a gorgeous little baby.
That
messed me up, man. It's
she is.
Yeah, it's sad, man. And to get back to what you said, this mental health, and we talked about this a couple times.
Yeah,
this mental health thing is real.
It's real.
It's real. And what's probably gonna happen is this: we're probably gonna find out that it's drug related. We're probably gonna find out that there are a bunch of people in the house. The police have already said how many people were living in this house during this whole process. How many people were squatting in this house? It's just crazy that this is the case of where we are with this thing, man. It's heartbreaking. It really is. And we just have to keep we have to stay in prayer. But then what's the preventative measures?
Yes, and there you go.
What's the preventative measures?
Yeah.
You know, and again, man, it's something that we need to better be able to recognize. And again, if the mother was completely unaware of this, and these people are in the house and all doing all this extra stuff, because anytime you got 10 to 15 people living in a house, trust me, there's something illegal going on. Yeah, I don't mean no harm.
Nowadays,
when you got 10 to 15, right, nowadays, when you got 10 to 15 people living in the house, something else is going on.
And the house is not clean.
It can't be. How can it be?
You can tell the dark.
Look, the most that house is a two-bedroom at the most.
Yeah.
Where's 15 people at?
Yeah.
And we're talking about, and the guy said adults.
Yeah.
He said adults.
And it's sad. It's sad, and it's very hurtful.
Yeah.
I said this to everyone. Pray for our, we look at the shooting and all that,
mm-hmm.
but there's more to what's taking place in our city than just the shooting, robbing and all that. There's abuse that's taking place with our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it caused them to be rebellious. Molestation. People been molested at early ages, and that have stayed with them for many ages, many years. And that's real. It's real.
Okay. Let me read this real quick.
Okay.
On Tuesday, same day she was reported missing, at 3:20 in the afternoon, DCFS was there.
Same day.
They said 16-month-old Samaje Crosby's mother's house investigating child neglect allegation saw no obvious hazards or safety concerns for Samaje or her two brothers, state officials said.
They're in trouble.
About 2.5 hours later, the baby girl disappeared.
They're in trouble.
Prompting a massive search of the subdivision near Joliet where she lived.
They're in trouble.
But late Wednesday, they found her body lifeless inside the same home that DCFS, and watch this is what Fox says, has apparently deemed safe the day before. Wow. Now watch this. On Thursday, the top police official said that the house was in very deplorable condition, adding that a lawyer for the girl's mother made them get a search warrant before they entered it and found the girl.
That's hurtful.
Yeah.
That's hurtful.
Yeah. Man, look, it's, oh my God. Yeah. So look, y'all, we gonna change directions, man. Look, we're gonna change directions. It's Praise Break Friday, and there's so much we can be thankful for. And so look here, y'all, we're gonna take a break. And when we come back, man, we're going to continue this good conversation we had. We're going to continue this. It's going to be good. Y'all ready? Let me give y'all this one right here. This is Kurt Kahn. The preacher said, y'all might not like I ain't praising or something. There's one of this dude up there, he acts like he's doing the crip walk and his pants down about right here, and he's all in front like this right here.
Like
he
have a mom?
No. No, this is bro.
That's a Merle.
Yeah,
like he was all, yeah, he can get it in, too.
Right.
Like straight out from it.
Yeah.
He can get it in.
Yeah.
Do anybody still have that video? I know y'all have it. It was this guy, he was at, they say he was off that Merle. And he was up in front, slim guy.
Is it called Molly or Molly?
Oh, that too. Hey, that.
I said Molly.
It was Molly. I said it with confidence too. Man, he was off that Molly.
Yeah,
it's Molly. I'm sorry. Hey, I said that with confidence too. Like, man, you couldn't tell me I wasn't saying the right word. And you knew it was on slick. It was that who?
I can't.
So what is Molly, right? That, oh, Mo,
he
pause it. Make sure I said, because I just forgot which one I was saying. I was saying, Moly Molly. Hey, he was off that M. Hey, he was off that can't get right. He was off that ew, wee. It's ew, wee. Hey, he was off what Mark had. Run, not run. Hey, I'm saying it with confidence too, bro. I'm like, hey, what about that money?
Remember the scene from Wild Nights when Arsenio and the crew was trying to kill Eddie Murphy?
What the hell? Don't say nothing. Oh, when it comes, you know, don't get it. Don't you shoot that. I'm going to do it for you in a minute. Don't you say that. What the hell? Hey, shoot. Hey, I'm up here. Hey, y'all, I ain't gonna lie. This one time I can't get mad because I'm saying that with confidence. Oh, yeah, you was off that Molly.
It's Molly. I believe the correct pronunciation.
Oh, okay.
I believe it's Molly. Molly is Mr. Cook is a sauce.
Okay. Hey, here's off that him, baby.
Is Pastor Parks related to Minnie?
Yeah,
he probably is my great grandmama. She didn't get no words right.
He might be. He might be somewhere down the line. We might have the same slave master somewhere back in the.
Yeah, we all related to go back that far.
Yeah.
I say I am.
But he could be, though. Because, look, Tamika says, I'm so, yeah, Tamika said go to the corner. Hey, you know what's so crazy? That's crazy. I mispronounce a lot of words, but not when I'm preaching. When I'm preaching, now real talk, really? I swear to God, when I'm preaching, I sound like I'm so educated.
Hey, Elastigirl, we gonna have to go to First Baptist.
Come on, man, what's up?
For real, real talk. I ain't gonna lie to you. On that part, I'm so
I not see a man. But on this show, boy, I sure be butchering them. Mm-hmm. Enunciate them.
Okay, all right.
Now you got my gum. My gum getting still in my mouth, man. Mole is Mexican sauce.
It's mole.
Oh, well, she got to put something up there by the E.
No.
Oh, now you
yeah.
Oh, now you want to get correct spelling.
That's it.
And all of that. Now, if you're gonna do it right.
You say the accent is missing. You're missing.
There you go. There you go.
Really? So now you all about punctuation and everything, huh?
English.
Right. Look at that. Marissa says it's the anointing on Sunday. That's what keeps you from tearing up words.
Ah!
It's the anointing.
Ah!
You know, if you get a benediction, it's all over with, huh?
Ah!
Yeah, it's Mole.
Anyway. Okay. Mole. Anyway, they had it spelled M-O-L-L-Y. Last time I checked, it was Molly.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah, but that's what they had it on Facebook.
But that's Molly. That's what you said when you was on that Mole.
But that's what they said.
The Molly is M-O-L-L-Y.
That's what they put on there.
Right, but that's how you spell Molly.
Right, but what I'm saying, when he was dancing, they say he off that Molly.
That's why I pronounce it
wrong.
Right.
So I said it wrong, and they spelled it wrong.
No, they spelled it right.
You pronounced it wrong.
No, they spelled it M-O-L-L-Y, which is Molly. They pronounced Molly Molly.
All right, so how you spell Molly?
Mole sauce is M-O-L-E.
Mole.
But
Mole.
Ain't no Mole. Ain't
no Mole.
No.
Let me look up Webster.
He gonna look up Webster. Look at her.
He has to live with. He does need it.
Let me look up.
Y'all play for. Where is Elastigirl? Come get your dog. Let me look up Molly. Molly. And you know, Webster, they teach you.
They're going to pronounce it for you.
They're going to pronounce for me.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but LS, right? It's spelled like that. It's an MDMA drug. Now, I don't even want to try nothing,
please stop.
I ain't going to try to spell that. I mean, even pronounce that. Okay, Urban Dictionary. Here we go. See, it's an Urban Dictionary, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's also spelled Molly in the Urban Dictionary.
M-O-L-L-Y. It sure is.
Right. and it's pronounced Molly.
And you might
be right.
No, I am. I'm not knocking it.
It is.
Just one word. I'm not trying to dispute. Stop.
Oh, don't quit your day jobs. This is my day job. Oh God! Oh God! Jesus! Okay. Anyway.
Molly.
Anyway, y'all pray for us. Y'all help the pastor over here. Anyway, so I can't even believe that we spent all that time on that word. But anyway,
I show love how everybody talking about Pastor King. I got your back. Lord, help your service, please.
I'm gonna get my lick back now. Don't try to trade on me now. The people just really trying to help you out.
No, they're not. They're talking about me low key.
They're
talking about me low key.
I think the people are really trying to help you out. I don't think it's an issue of you not being,
I don't know. My daddy and my cousin on Facebook the same way. They both send me inboxes talking about your bro. See what I'm saying?
No, but it's about a chain.
I guess they just.
Real quick, since you brought it up, can y'all stop forwarding them chain emails and stuff on Facebook in the inboxes talking about some?
Can y'all just stop?
It got to be 12 seconds or
make sure I get one.
Right, if you're right, love me, could y'all just stop sending the Facebook, the prayers, God, I'm gonna bless you if you don't send it to 10 people.
That's it.
Right, just stop. That's just the silliest
duck
you say. Oh, Facebook accounts have been hacked and all that kind of stuff.
And I don't even know you, first of all.
Yeah. Just send a little warning.
I got a couple of them yesterday.
I got some before I got here.
Oh,
so I'm like, wait, it's like, stop. Y'all stop with sending the goofy, the inbox stuff.
Let me read the one my daddy and them just sent me. This one, yo, bro. If your daddy start calling you bro,
so y'all starts off with yo, bro.
Listen, yo, bro, I thank our Father for a genuine brother like you. Today is Brother Day. I respect you, bro. I need you to tell 12 key brothers.
See?
You respect them.
See?
Blood or not, I hope I get one back.
See?
Respect your bro. Number one, you're my cousin. Number two, you're my daddy. My daddy just sent me a yo, bro. Inbox.
Yeah, I'm so over the
He been going berserk lately because he. I love you, cuz tomorrow ain't promised. Send this to everyone you really love.
And what it is because of the advent of social media has taken the place of chain letters. I remember as a kid, I never even knew what those were. I would get those things in the mail. And my mom would open, she would know what it was before she would open it. She would just tie it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you get one with a dollar in it. And they done wrote some notes.
Exactly.
On the back of the column. Pass this on. Mail this to somebody else. And if you don't, we're going to be broke.
Well, we're from the water.
I have some good days.
We're going to have some money heels to clap. Man, listen,
that
cut it out.
That dollar ended up at the candy store.
Oh, it's going to tie.
I took that whole dollar to the candy
man,
store.
Man, I'm so tired of, man, they be wearing you out.
But it's over and over again. Send this heart. If you love, if you love Jesus, type amen. So what, if I don't love him, if I don't type amen, that means I don't love him.
Man, I did. Hi, I'm Carlos, the director of Facebook.
Oh, God. You got that one too, Carlos.
Now, I got that from my daddy.
Right.
And they're telling me he Carlos.
He's forwarding the lesson.
I know.
Right.
I started asking, was your page hacked? Man, this is crazy.
Oh, God. I just, it's crazy. I'm glad you brought that one up because there's a whole page dedicated to the Facebook scam. Hi, I'm Carlos, the director of Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's this thing's been going around for years. Talk about they're going to start charging for Facebook. And let me tell y'all something. Y'all look real silly when y'all believe that stuff and forward it to people.
Exactly.
Y'all do know that. But watch this. If Facebook was actually going to start charging, don't you think it would be on every news outlet?
Everywhere.
It's got a billion, almost a billion subscribers.
Yes.
Don't you think it would be like public information and not be so through some secret message somewhere? Man, come on, people. Come on, y'all. Well, I wasn't going to say y'all smarter than that, but y'all pray for me. Anyway.
I didn't say it. Because I know a lot of y'all think you're smarter than I am. A lot of you think I am dumb.
Right. Prophets and apostles. Chaining. Right. Right. All these did right. Yeah.
I'm just like some people who are bad. I accepted my education at a young age. I was just one of the few that went straight through college. Literally. For real. I didn't take time off and none of that. So I haven't been in the classroom since the late 90s. For college courses.
God pray for Pastor Parks. Real quick question, and I don't mean to rock the boat.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna ask this question because I've seen a lot of this on Facebook lately because of all the people, all my new quote unquote friends on Facebook, not my real friends, but all these new people.
Yeah.
Where do all these female apostles come from?
Tis the
I'm just asking the question.
Shipper.
Because I got about 40 of them on my friend list now.
Zion.
Where'd they come from?
Tis the year.
Call King Spring. I'm serious. Prophet Cornelius Williams just popped on. Maybe he can help me out. And I don't want to overstep. But I just want to ask. Mikey Dillison, don't quit your day job, Pastor.
Hey, I know I can't make it.
Cornelius, wait, let me ask you this question. Yeah, good prophet. Can somebody answer me where all these female apostles came from?
Maybe.
See, he don't want to answer the question because he probably knows some of them.
I ain't talking about them. I ain't going to say that.
See,
I
need y'all they come from under a rock.
Let me say this. I'm not going to say anything because everybody know my mouth by now.
Okay.
And I always get in trouble. That subject.
Uh-huh.
I would get dethroned from the city of Chicago. Cause I'm tired of it. Man, I ain't even talking about the female apostles. I'm tired of all of them.
All the apostles.
Man, listen. Everybody want to be bishop. Everyone want to be apostle. Nobody want to be a servant though.
We got one coming speaking on Sunday.
Uh-oh.
Pray for me. Bishop.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. N1. I'm going to play a video for you when this is over.
Yeah, please do.
Bishop N1. Yeah.
Bishop N1.
N. The letter N.
N1.
And the number 1. Matter of fact, why don't y'all Google that real quick? Y'all Google that real quick. Bishop N1. Look that up real quick. Just for y'all want something to, you know, to get you into the Friday. You know, find them on Facebook. Search on Facebook. You can do it on Facebook. And the number 1, Bishop, the letter N. And the number 1.
I thought you said N1, like you go for a layup at N1.
Cornelius Williams says, female apostles, let's say apostles, period. Those apostles are not the picture Christ set for the church.
Robert Williams,
I just had a question.
That's what I said to him. I just said, not just females. I'm talking about whether all these
apostles
that don't have a church,
uh-huh,
that have not planted a church,
uh-huh,
that don't, matter of fact,
uh-huh,
they don't even have no one over them.
Right.
They have an overseer.
They don't have an overseer.
They don't have
nobody.
They don't have nothing.
They ain't got a grand football.
They don't have a pot to blow and a window to.
You definitely know. For real.
I'm just curious.
I just wanted to know. I just kind of want to know.
That's the stuff just makes me musty.
Well,
because it makes me sweat under my arms. I get so tired of seeing these titles and these services to consecrate people that's not even accountable. You haven't been nowhere. You have not been anywhere.
Right.
Honorarium doctor. Uh-huh. Honorarium. You haven't been nowhere. Let's just stop kidding ourselves.
You ain't fooling the people. You kidding yourself. Knock it off.
I just
knock it off.
And the reason, the only reason I brought it up is because I've been, there's been an influx of them. I get invited to watch their Facebook Lives and stuff like that. You know, they said, well, you would watch this, such and such invite you to watch Apostle Sheila somebody, or Apostle Denise somebody,
yeah,
somebody, or just another dude, or Apostle somebody, or Bishop somebody.
I would read that post. Alfred Williams,
let me
out the way my speech is set up.
Let's see.
I'll probably butcher that bishopric.
Let's see.
Bishopric.
Just stop.
Just functionality.
Stop.
He says,
Apostolic Williams says, by missing functionality, in my opinion, much of the apostolic work is successive through the bishopric.
Yeah, and you're right. You're absolutely right. However, they didn't miss that stage.
Uh-huh.
They missed that stage of being even a servant.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even going to go as far as a teacher, evangelist, pastor, a bishop. They missing. We missing steps. They have steps to salvation.
Right, right.
You know, when we got to this place today,
uh-huh,
I couldn't really miss no steps to get all the way up unless I try to hop.
Right.
And by the time I got up there, I would have been bad.
Or hurt something.
There
right.
you go.
Right.
You know, it's steps.
Steps
are for a reason.
Yeah.
Not to always hop, but just to walk.
Yeah.
Climb.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought I'd ask. I wouldn't try to start. I wouldn't try. Yes, Daniel Carpenter, I know.
I know. I just wanted y'all to see it. You know, what? Play something. What? What you on for?
There you go.
What's going on, Reverend Turner, Lane Turner? What's going on, sir?
Man.
What?
Our boy, they had a big old thing out in the barbershop this morning.
For what?
Benny Hinn.
Oh, he's coming from Chicago?
No, the IRS chasing him.
Oh, well, that's...
And, man, listen, now, I ain't gonna lie to you. Benny Hinn, the IRS looking for him?
Yes, sir. Listen. Hey, I normally don't laugh at stuff like this, but they were showing, and Channel 9 News, they some jerks.
They some straight fools, for real. They were showing some clippings of Benny Hinn on Channel 9 that he took off his coat and just started waving it. And folks were laughing out, but it was a... It was the way it was happening, man. I was dying. I was dying, and I was embarrassing at the same time.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Here we go. It says Benny Hinn Ministries says, hold on. This is on his Facebook page. As has been widely reported, Benny Hinn Ministries is cooperating fully with the governmental entities that are reviewing certain operations of the church. The ministry has undergone intense scrutiny over the years, and we remain confident that there will again be positive and speedy outcome in the days ahead. Pastor Benny Hinn appreciates the love, the prayers, and support of our beloved partners as we continue to minister the saving and healing gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world.
Yeah, I'm glad you did that, but I hope you understand, but I was laughing. The man took off his coat.
Oh, well, yeah, when he was doing the
man, but it was, all right, now, it was one that, I don't know if it was on the best ministers or not, they had this man
right,
by the arm.
Right.
And every time he had to do the coat, he had to shake a shot.
Right.
Man, I'm in the barbershop room because you really look at this stuff until,
right,
it's like, in a comical way. I said, man, listen, I'm going to go on church Sunday.
No, you don't.
I'm going to wear my shoelaces. I'm going to wear my shoelaces and see how many people fall. Like,
who on here goes to this church?
Who goes to so messy? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Who goes to First Bethel that's on either listening or watching?
I got a couple of them.
Who goes to First Bethel? Please raise your hand.
Wait,
with the sign of me.
Right now, because my language is not
changed, so
right.
I don't want to admit.
Just type me.
If you are a member of First Bethel, just type the word me. M-E.
Well, I just got a question.
Watch
And if you be ashamed of me,
if you're ashamed of me on Facebook, you raise your hand with the same face.
Look, if you been shooting me, just go Facebook Live. Hey, look at Danny. Look at Danielle. Say, I'm the oh Lord. Oh, Paul Tank Tank.
They love me.
Leslie, look, I'm gonna need y'all. If they do any type of waving on Sunday,
I'm gonna take out my sister stream.
Can y'all please get it on Facebook, please? Don't make it live. Just like record it and just send it to me.
But I need to get that ocean music.
I don't want y'all to get no trouble.
It only go with the ocean music.
So just video it. Don't make it Facebook. Just video it and then send it to me.
Hey, now, honestly, I got a number, and this real talk, y'all, I had a number,
get no trouble.
Now, man, forget this, because I was mad at her. I ain't gonna lie to you. Hey, I was in the, I was saying I'm gonna lose weight and stuff,
uh-huh.
And I put a post on Facebook. So, happily, she put a picture of me on Facebook eating.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, so in essence, while I'm eating, they snapping pictures without me knowing it. So I might have all types of pictures. Hey, they might use everything against me. Like, they probably got some stuff all in the pulpit. Some in my nose.
Oh, my God.
Up, it might have to take a
petty parts.
Somebody just called you petty parts.
I don't see it over here.
You gotta see it over there. It's over here. It's over here first.
It's over there. Come on over there.
Uh-uh. Parker called me messy, incredibly creative.
You don't see that one over there?
Uh-uh.
Oh, what did I say then?
Okay. Uh-huh. Incredibly creative said.
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God, Petty Parts. You know what incredibly creative is? I don't know what it is. You know what that is?
Right? Yeah, but that's all right.
This person, right? You know that person? Tawanda! She called you Pop Parks. Tawanda! Take that back! Take it back!
I'm just saying. Okay.
Y'all better take it back!
Anyway, y'all, look, we gotta move on. We gotta get to this article. It's good. This guy's pretty excited. It's good. It's short. It's right to the point. But y'all gonna do some enjoyment out of this. We're gonna take a real quick 30 second break, right? Real quick. 30 second break. When we come back, we're gonna jump right into today's conversation.
We're
bringing God to worship.
Paul!
Be right back, y'all.
Paul!
We hope that you're enjoying today's broadcast. If you have any questions or simply would like to comment on today's show, please give us a call at 347-934-0546, or you can reach us at 855-381-8804. We would like to hear from you.
This dude needs help.
I would say this for somebody.
That's still
it'll rub the sweat off the prophets.
That's the anointed cloth.
That's the anointed cloth.
Now, see, you say y'all ain't got no money over there at First Bethel. So what you can do is you can take these cloths and you go online, we can put a phone number up. Okay,
hey,
send you money or some tissue that you wiped your sweat with like they do for the other.
Hey, let me.
Y'all need to see this.
I'm sorry, for those of you who don't get to see the live stream, y'all are missing a treat because he is just, God, you need help. Pray for
I'm at an auction.
Yeah.
I'm auctioning off this napkin. This napkin. Yes, sir.
I'm done.
It's oily. Oily.
I'm so done. Oh, God.
When you sweat, you can wipe.
Really?
When you cry,
really?
You can wipe.
Really? Really?
Wipe the tears from your eyes.
Really? That's what you want. That's what you want. Anyway, y'all, we got this good article, right? It's simply entitled, Are You Bringing God to Worship? Are you bringing God to worship? That's about to be the topic of conversation for today. I'm excited about it. It's going to be good. So let's jump right into it. The writer says this. He says, the following is, I submit, a theological course. And this is on churchleaders.com. The writer says, I submit a theological course correction necessary for worship leaders and pastors who lead in settings that intentionally welcome the Holy Spirit to be manifest as we engage in worship. It is for those who love when the presence of the Holy Spirit is experienced at all levels by a community who has gathered to worship. First of all, he says, let me affirm this. I love the Holy Spirit. I also love when the Holy Spirit is manifest in a room in a palpable way.
And people are responding, aided by expressions of worship, to the invisible yet overwhelming presence of the living, loving, ever-present God. But as pastors and worship leaders, we have a responsibility to think about the way we talk about that experience to our congregations. Mm-hmm. We may mean one thing theologically, but when we're not careful with our words, we communicate another.
Mm.
Theological ideas can be helpful or unhelpful to the discipleship of Christians. What we believe about God and how he works, and the following addresses what I believe to be a theologically faulty way of talking about God's presence in any given worship service. So here we go. The first question is, do we bring the presence of God when we need worship? Go ahead, Doc. What do you say?
Here's my answer.
Uh-huh.
We don't bring the presence of God by music, worship, message, or prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I believe such language is theologically faulty and confuses Christians when we use it. It suggests that we ourselves are the primary actors in the worship story, and that our actions precipitate whether or not omnipresent God is there or not.
Mm.
God is already present. God is the primary actor in worship.
Mm-hmm.
Ours is to respond, 1 John 4:19.
Mm.
We turn our hearts to perceive him, welcome him, and request his presence be ever more manifest among us.
Mm-hmm.
Solomon and the dedication of the temple in 2 Chronicles 5:13-14, and the disciples in the upper room in Acts 2. God doesn't show up in this sense. He reveals himself, and we perceive him as we are open to a revelation of him.
Yeah. So I'm glad you cleared this up at the very beginning. We do not and cannot usher in the Spirit of God.
Exactly.
Because he is omnipresent. He is everywhere. There's nothing we don't bring him in. We don't ring a bell, and I don't care how great the musicians play. I don't care if they play our favorite bump, that they are not ushering in the Spirit of God. That's just not something that's doable by us as humans. We can't call God and he just show up. That's not the way it works.
And I guess when I look at this, the question I would ask
mm-hmm.
is how much does he manifest?
Yeah, yeah.
He's there.
Yeah.
But does he manifest?
Or does he just sit back and watch?
Sit back and watch.
Right.
Does he manifest through signs and wonders?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the a question that was brought up recently.
Mm-hmm.
Have we gotten out of looking for signs and wonders in the church? And I believe we have got so content with everything church going that we forgot about the signs and wonders and the purpose of coming to church.
Yeah.
Every time.
The name of this song is just simply Total Praise.
Not an author of confusion.
Yeah.
Now, when you got so much confusion going on in the church, and I was watching Prophet Cornelius Williams last night.
Yeah.
And he was saying some things about why spend your gas money? Why come all the way that you come to this church and you're not coming to receive nothing? You're not coming to train. You're not coming to get nothing out of it.
Yeah.
And we got to ask that question over and over. Why do we do the things we do and we're not receiving no benefits from it?
I often say this. Anytime you go to anybody's house,
mm-hmm.
Proper etiquette is you bring something.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
whether you call the head and say, hey, I don't care if y'all need some ice,
yeah.
y'all need, you know,
yeah.
that you bring something,
yeah.
you know, and as I got older, you know, and I go to, you know, friends' houses for dinner, and I
yeah.
always talk, you know, the guys around me always say, grab a bottle of wine.
That's right.
Grab something to drink.
Yeah.
And grab something that they like.
Exactly.
Drink, you know,
exactly.
And if it's the fellas, you bring something. If there's ladies in the house, they might
yeah.
have some, you know, wine coolers or what's that, Moscato or whatever it's called.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not a wine, but okay.
Right. But
I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you bring something. But when we come to church, and I'm not talking about your tithe and offering, why do we not bring our praise and worship with us? We come in, I wholeheartedly agree with what you said about the signs and the wonders, but we come in and we'll sit and watch to see if anybody is going to do something or if something is going to happen rather than actively participate. If you take yourself back
wow.
to the upper room.
Thank you.
If you take yourself back to the upper room, they were all, as the Bible says, with one accord, right? That's what the Bible says.
Yeah.
They were up there with meaning. They were all up there praying.
Yeah.
They were all actively praying and crying out for the Holy Ghost to come. They were crying for Jesus. They were crying for this thing to happen. And because they were, watch this, God was already there. He was already there, but because they were all on one accord, on the same page, in the same book, on the same verse, at the same time,
right.
he became, his presence manifested itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And see, so we have to learn to, when we're joined together in a sanctuary, anywhere, and we come for the purposes of worshiping and praising God, we all need to be on the same page.
Go ahead. This guy had to step on some toes.
Come on.
But the Lord just released this.
Mm.
We take our sin every but church. We take our sin
to the church house.
That's good. Help us. Help us.
And here, what I'm saying.
Come on, help us.
You're supposed to bring your sin to the church house and take it to the altar and leave it there for deliverance.
Mm.
But when we come to the church house, we act so holy that we have not sinned.
Mm.
That's that very problem that we hide in on the inside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We take it everywhere we go. We take it to the club. We take it to our job.
Yeah.
We take it to our schools. We take it everywhere but to the church.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's the place where we need to take our sin to the church.
Yeah.
Because if you take it to the church, then that means that you're willing to let it go.
But see, I'm not going to bring
something that you're not willing
to let go.
My point is, it's
like, you know, if you happen to have some, you know, can I help somebody? If you have some, you know, your favorite wine at home and you only got one bottle, that ain't the one you taking to the house.
Exactly.
When you go, you don't grab one of them.
Exactly.
This one is for me.
Exactly.
I'm keeping this for myself.
Exactly.
I'm not ready to.
And it's sitting in your cabin for a little time.
Yeah. Age.
We call it age, but
yeah,
you don't even know the difference
right.
of taste.
Right.
You don't even know the difference
yeah.
of taste.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so with our problem circumstances, and this is going to help us
uh-huh.
as a whole,
yeah.
not only bring your praise and worship, but bring your sin.
Yeah. yeah.
Take your sin and don't be ashamed to take it.
Yeah.
Because that's the place where you let it go.
Yeah.
The atmosphere is conducive to your healing. The atmosphere is conducive to your deliverance,
yeah.
your breakthrough.
Yeah.
And so what better place to take it?
Yeah.
Leave it at that place.
Yeah.
Now here, I know the scripture says this. Watch this. Now, whatever you take and believe it and cast out of you, then that thing got to go and have to float in the atmosphere to see who it can get into.
Mm.
Now, if it can't go into nobody else, you have to be careful because it will come back at you seven times more than what was already in you. And so a lot of times we wonder why we're jacked up, why we're messed up, because the same stuff that we call ourselves releasing have come back into us seven times greater. That our spiritual body have not even matured enough to operate in it or even to defeat it.
Yeah.
Man, take that stuff to the church.
Yeah.
You know, I know y'all some praises. Nobody can beat you shouting. Nobody can beat you crying. Nobody can beat your nose running. Nobody can beat you waving, lifting up your hands. But guess what? Take that problem that you
you have to the Lord, take it to the church house.
Let's keep going. Let's keep going. The writer says this again. We're talking about this is good. This is so good. We're simply having a conversation today about, are we bringing God to worship? It's an article on churchmedia.com. The next one says this. He says, if we don't bring the presence of God, can we welcome the Holy Spirit? The writer says this. He says, welcoming the Holy Spirit is an act of invitation. Yes, but not an invitation for the Holy Spirit to come into the room as if the Spirit has been absent. He says, welcoming the Holy Spirit is an invitation to the already present God to more fully overtake our hearts and to make his presence more evident to more of us in a revelatory and transforming way. He says, worship leaders and pastors then create environments that help a community to become aware of his presence. Well-curated worship environments can beautifully facilitate this and to engage with him as the already active God who is near and can be perceived. Our liturgies do not make God do anything. That would be magic, performing certain actions in order to get divine being to do our will. Rather, our liturgies, including rocking worship sets, invite him to more fully do what he is already doing in and among us. Even as they open our hearts to respond to the Spirit's active manifest presence. He goes on to say, God may choose in some instances to make his presence more evidently manifest in various environments. In this, we can think of the examples of the Spirit filling Solomon's temple, 2 Chronicles 5:13 14, or the rushing wind empowering disciples in Acts 2:1-4. He says, but we should not take credit for his choice. Even as we create environments where we as people are able to be more perceptive of what is actually happening in the room, God brings himself, if you will, and is present. Before we ever begin the music, omnipresence is the theological presupposition to which we must orient before language for what is happening in the room falls from our lips. Our worship work, liturgy, is to create environments where we can more fully perceive and engage the reality of God's presence.
Wow. That's very profound.
Oh, my.
It is. It's very profound because, you know, it has to be a connection.
Mm-hmm.
Our liturgy, which is our form, our style of worship, it has to be a connection to the presence of the Lord. You know, and this is a perfect example of not doing something in shape, form, or fashion. This is an example. They that worship must worship in spirit
and in truth. Yes.
When you're doing this, it's not to bring out that men can see that you're a worshiper, but you're connected with the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
And when there's a connection with the presence of God, that's an automatic takeover that you have no more control over your life or even your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling the Lord to do whatever you need to do to cause cleansing, deliverance, breakthrough, whatever it is that you need. And that's the purpose of his presence being in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because we need the music to sound good.
Yeah.
It's not because we need our voices to sound good.
Mm-hmm.
It's because he's the doctor. And we are sick, sinful sickness. And we want him to heal us. We want him to take some things out of us.
Mm-hmm.
And what better place for him to take it out is at the spiritual hospital, which is considered the church.
Yeah. Yeah. I love this man because this is where my heart is. This is why I don't think people really understand what goes on Sundays. It's not that we want you to be jumping up and doing backflips. That's not what the goal is. The goal is to get you to help me, elevate the room so that the room and the atmosphere is then set for God to do more than what he's already in there doing. We understand that he's omnipresent. We understand that he's everywhere. What we try to do as worship leaders, as exhorters, is to simply create an atmosphere. Let me help somebody. One of my favorite classes in high school was, and I didn't know it was going to be my favorite class until I got there, at Austin was, and Austin is one of the few high schools that actually still has this. Austin has a real full-size greenhouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
A full-size greenhouse where they grow everything. It's still there. When I was over there meeting with the principal a couple of weeks ago, all that stuff is still there. It's a full cycle. The purpose of a greenhouse, come on somebody, is to create an atmosphere, an environment in which those things inside can grow and flourish.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, watch this.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take the church. If the church is a greenhouse of the Holy Spirit, come on somebody,
uh-huh.
And we are in the church, and we are all, and the atmosphere is being set so that that Holy Spirit, not that we have the power to control it, but so that the atmosphere in the room is conducive
mm-hmm.
for it to flow,
uh-huh.
Then you start to see signs, wonders, and miracles. But because we come to the sanctuary so hot and so cold and so lukewarm and so this and so that, that's why we get sporadic drips and drops of the true power of God, because we won't allow it to work. Come on.
You know, he said something so key, and I want you guys to catch this. God chooses what atmospheres really want to take over.
Environment.
Yes. Some atmospheres, we may think that his presence is not really there versus
uh-huh.
others.
Yep.
And what we do, watch this, I'm going to help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We determine God's presence by sound or music
yep.
or voice.
It got nothing to do with it.
It don't have anything to do with it.
Nothing.
God, it's just like a
doctor.
You go to the emergency room. Because it could be a house in there.
Yeah.
But if you walk in,
you know this little song. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like you do every morning, gently rest upon my heart.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to give God thanks tonight by just saying, I will sing your praise, for you've done such a marvelous thing. For someone so wretched, yet my soul you have redeemed. No one else could do it. No one could care half as much. Yet you thought my soul was worth it. So you gave your only son.
You gave that I might live. You gave that I might be set free. That shines your light on mine.
Lift it up, say.
I know a lot of preachers that can, that voice is so crisp, that's tight. Mm. It can close you out. Mm. But in their message, they don't give you any information.
Yeah.
They don't give you nothing. If you ask a person, oh, he really preached, when did you get out the service? They can't even tell you.
But no application.
No application whatsoever.
No application whatsoever.
And so this is some good stuff, y'all. I mean, I love this topic because it sheds some light on some things. In worship, what we're missing.
Yeah.
We're missing.
Let's keep it going. We don't have a lot of time, I know, because everybody got stuff to do. We're going to try to keep y'all in line, and we have to. The next one says, can we pray or say, come, Holy Spirit? Go for it, Bob.
Absolutely, in my view. We can invite the Holy Spirit to come in our midst. It is what we mean by that when we pray it. And it has been prayed for millennium, whatever, yeah, that is so important. In the Vineyard movement, we pray, come, Holy Spirit, and in so doing, we are invited God's presence to be manifested in a powerful way, both in us and in the room. What I am challenging is that I have heard many pastors and worship leaders over the last decades ask him to be with us as though he isn't there. And then when we ask him to be there, he decides whether he will be or not. God's omnipresence suggests he is already there. Psalms 139:8.
Yeah.
God's indwelling presence tells us he is in us. Colossians 1:27.
Mm-hmm.
God's manifest presence, where he's moving in a special way and we are perceiving him increasingly, is what I believe can change from gathering to gathering.
Mm.
Acts 2:2 and 2 Chronicles 5:13-14, Acts 11:15. In Acts 11:15, Paul says, as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came on them as he had come on us at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit in the sense comes in John 3:8. Jesus alludes to the wind blowing whereas it pleases. There's something about a sudden wind that lets you know the air is there. And it has been all along, but it is moving in a fresh current. To intimidate that God... present, God is absent completely and then becomes present because we pray, it is quite different than believing God is present and then manifests his presence in a specific and transforming way.
Yeah. Look at that. I'm glad he knows the wind blowing scenario because none of us can sit there.
Yeah.
But we know it's there.
Yeah.
It's not a question. What we know is that we honk out of here,
we get up in the morning, that whatever that is that's going in and out,
neither one of us can see it. Now, if your breath stinks, you can smell it, but that's your breath, this way. But the air,
right.
The air itself, we cannot see.
That's good.
We cannot see, but yet it's there. And then the reminder we get, like you just said, is the wind blowing.
Yeah.
Blowing the very air that was already there.
Yeah,
that was already there.
The air that was already there.
Can I take y'all home for a minute? You know, in your house, those of you who didn't have the privilege of having air conditioners,
that's right.
Right.
We didn't have one here until late.
We didn't get one until real late.
We had two up screens.
Right. But y'all remember the box fan.
Yes, sir.
And all that box fan did on a hot day was blow hot air that was already there.
Especially if it's dirty.
And in a lot of cases, it made it worse.
Yeah.
Because you're losing hot air.
Exactly.
That's already there.
Exactly.
So you're thinking you're doing something because on Sunday, well, I'm gonna play down the power of the Holy Ghost. No, you're not. He was already there.
Yeah.
But what it was you created an area or a space to where God said, here's a place where I'm going to show myself.
Wow. Wow.
See, God, like you said, like you read in the thing, God chooses.
He chooses.
When to show himself.
Yeah.
Can we go to the mountain?
Oh, yeah.
With Moses.
Oh, yeah.
And Moses said, look here, Lord, I just want to see you for myself.
Yeah.
And so God said, look, you can't handle what you're going to see.
Can't handle it.
So let me put you over here in the rock and sit in the cleft of the rock. And look, now you turn your back to me.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm going to walk through. Now don't you turn around until I'm through here.
That's right.
And then when I turn around, I let you see my backside.
Yes.
My God. He said, when you see that thing, then you know different. And we both know that when Moses came down, that's when he looked.
It was a lot of different appearance.
That's different appearance. Come on, somebody. Y'all, God.
Yeah, that's transformation.
Yes. But it's not just going to be something that because, well, let me call on God. Like he a butler. Like he what they call the thing at the hotel, the concierge.
Yeah.
I need two tickets for the. Can you pull my car around? Can we get an extra pillow? Really, that's how we treat Jesus. Can we get the Holy Spirit? Can we get two extra pillows on Sunday? Huh? Holy Spirit, can you send us? Yeah.
I bet. He bored and I'm sleepy.
I know, right? Here, this is what the Bible says. He says, the next one he says, why do we pray? Come, Holy Spirit. He says, I personally and pastorally invite the Holy Spirit to come. But what I mean by that is that I'm trusting him to come in a specific and profound way by a broken heart and the broken hearts in the room. I am inviting the Father to reveal himself in signs and wonders and take over the space in which we meet in a way that sweetly convinces us all that he is present and he is love.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what that word. That's right.
Yeah.
That's where we open up saying, you know, it's no problem and come on, release your glory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you're asking the Spirit of God to rest because you want to see him do something. Because there's a void. There's something in the place that we can't do ourselves.
Yeah.
But the Holy Spirit is able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then there's a war going on.
Yeah.
Well, a spiritual warfare that's in the churches that's going on, that we need his glory to come and rest. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm here. Lord, come to bring more people. Lord, come to meet the need. No, we need more people because we got to pay our bills.
Wow.
No, don't insult God like that.
Wow.
I'm just a firm believer. If you continue to do the work of God.
Yep.
He will sustain you.
Yeah.
And the scripture say he add to the church as he see fit daily.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that part. That's not your job.
Mm-hmm.
That's your job is to keep ushering in the Spirit of God to heal souls in there. And honestly, you know, don't you know that God gets tired of the same stuff too?
Mm-hmm.
He gets tired of the same broken promises.
Mm-hmm.
He gets tired of the same lies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he does. He wants something. He wants to see something new in us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He wants to see some growth in us. Now, don't y'all know some people have been going to church 20, 30 years and you still see, they still doing the same stuff?
They're still fighting the same thing.
You still doing the same. You're the welcoming committee.
Wait, and the bad part is, wait, you're fighting the same demon. That demon been gone.
But you're
so out of it. You just
do
the same routine.
Yeah.
You're still right. You're fighting the new demon the whole way. Come on now. Come on now. Let's close this thing out. Let's close this thing out. The writer says this at the end here. He says, what are some examples of invitation prayers in church history? I just read this real quick. He says, the prayer, come Holy Spirit, has long roots in history and is beautiful, orthodox prayer, inviting God to manifest his presence, fill the hearts of the faithful, and revive himself in fresh and redefining ways. Then he posted down, I'm not going to vote this, but he said, a favorite of mine is below, written by St. Simeon approximately 1,000 years ago. It's called the Invocation Prayer of the Holy Spirit. It's in a book called The Orthodox Way. But it's in here, and this guy is really, really good book. And he closes out with this. He says this, question, have you heard the language of us bringing God's presence into worship or in church? And if so, how do we feel about it? So, again, it just comes back to the way of how you invite, what type of prayers are you praying to get the Holy Spirit in? Not, like you said, not to bring in people.
Yeah.
Not to make them shout. Because I think that's where we lost the disconnect, and that's where we start to lose people.
Definitely.
People new to the church don't understand this, let's make them shout, Doc.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, one thing I like about Catholic, I don't know if any of you have really been to a Catholic service or a funeral or what have you, but they have a certain prayer for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they do, whatever next step they do in the service, they have a certain prayer, and they read the prayer.
Yep.
Now, people say, well, that's not reading with the Holy Spirit. Yes, it is, because it's scripted in the way that it's reachable to their God that they serve, the Spirit that releases it in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, we started doing that when I was at Greater St. John. When you go visit the sick, I write up a script that I have people to read because some people don't know what to say.
They get confused.
They get confused.
Yeah.
And then also, they don't even know how to pray for certain things.
Yeah.
And that happened currently. You know, when somebody get up and pray over the offering, they start praying for everything
but the offering.
But the offering.
It's something to bless.
And they forget. And you literally forget.
Yeah.
Like, just get to the task at hand.
Do a job.
And let the Holy Spirit go up there with the job in mind.
Uh-huh.
Let the Holy Spirit lead you. And do the job.
Yeah.
Do the job. And you know, I used to be guilty of this. And I have trimmed it down because I used to pray long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. Like, my sister, she's mad. If they want me to pray,
Lord,
right. And
here you come.
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah.
I can pray. That's one of my strengths in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
But some prayers don't need to be long drawn out. So I learned that, man. Just get to the point.
If you are, you know, we have this part of our service that is called invocation, where we just do a prayer for the church, for the congregation. It's a congregational prayer, and the minister's job is simply when they talk.
Mm-hmm.
Is you got 2 or 3 minutes.
Yep.
Don't go there no 5.
Yeah.
You got 2 or 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And pray for the people. And our pastors tell us, don't pray for me.
Uh-huh.
I'm part of the congregation.
Uh-huh.
So pray for the congregation. Don't get up there and preach.
Oh my God.
Ain't nobody asked you to get up there and preach. Nobody asked you to go up there and start a healing service or deliverance or give me a hand so I can anoint the people. What? Nobody asked you to do all that.
Yeah.
So we need to be real, real, real careful that we are giving people by doing what God has called us to do.
What do you call it? Stay in our lane.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's simply just stay in your lane. Don't try to do above and beyond what you've been asked to do. Because truth of the matter, I've seen people get opportunities by being obedient.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, because they see you get up and follow directions.
Yeah.
And when you're on a, it says it's not committed, but it still is. When you are on a staff of a bunch of preachers and stuff, or people, if I put you on program, just do your job.
Just do your job.
Do your job, man.
Do your job.
Look, y'all, this has been great, man. This is one of them good teaching articles. Very good teaching articles, man, especially for those of you who are involved in leading worship in your church services. Man, look, so much has went on today, man. We had a good time. My man over here with the Molly and the Molly. We had a good time.
Hey, if anybody get that video, tag me in it. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, I used to watch that video 5-6 times a day. I probably got a frame somewhere. Just forgot where that, because he was getting it on. But if anybody want to,
you'll be selling those. That was gonna be
anybody it. Want a napkin?
Hit him on Facebook.
Hit me up. It's Orly.
Right. He's going to see y'all when he's Orly.
It's Orly. Plus.
Yeah.
Orly.
Plus. He got it. It's
anointed.
Right. It's got that sheen, that oil sheen.
I'm going to go out on Central Lake.
I'm standing in the middle of the street just panning.
Just pray for the people, please. I'm
standing.
Just pray for the people.
Father in heaven. We love you, God, and how we honor you. You've been good today, Father. We thank you that you poured wisdom on the air, God. We thank you for our people, God, that have endured all week to be faithful and tuning in. Father, we pray that this can be a splendid weekend. I know many of our churches are doing youth Sundays. God, give us a gospel explosion, God, that we can uplift the kids, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know that they're not forgotten about. Let them know that we still love them and we need them because they're not the future of tomorrow but up to date. And so, God, we love you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Look, y'all, it's been an amazing show, man. We've had a great week. It's been a lot of fun. Really appreciate y'all for everything that you all have done. Well, thank you for all the listeners for constantly tuning in. Bob, if you're on Ustream, thank you so much. I don't know what to say to this dude. Thank you so much, Bob, for watching on Ustream. Shanice McCandice, Wes Candice, thank you so much. That was the one name that popped up over there. We thank you, though, for constantly watching. We thank all of you all watching on Ustream. Some of you all have been making comments, but we thank you anyway. We thank those of you on Facebook Live, those of you popping the whole way. God bless you. Bustine Ebron, God bless you. I think it's your first time. It's the first time I've ever seen your name on there. Thank you so much. Praise God for you, too. But thank you so much. Y'all be safe, man. Y'all have a good weekend. Remember, you got to drive through this city. Please keep your head on the swivel. When y'all go to church, you have some good worship on Sunday, too, all right? Y'all, it's hello. Peace.
When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made our way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You made a way. Now we're here, looking back on where we come from. Because of you, nothing we've done to deserve the love and mercy you show. But your grace was strong enough to pick us up, and you made a way. When our backs were
against the wall and it looked as if it was over,
Lord,
backwards.